rising oil prices causing ripple effects around the world. From APM in New York, I'm Matt Nesta with the Marketplace Midday Update. It's the comeback story of the year. The rapid turnaround in oil prices has seen the price of crude go from 47 to 62 in just a month, faster than you can say rising demand. But there's a catch that could stop the rally in its tracks. Amrita Sen, chief oil analyst at Energy Aspects in London, joins us now to discuss. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have gone from a six-year low, relatively speaking, to now a near-term high in the price of oil, based on this notion that suddenly there isn't too much supply in the marketplace. How can things change so sharply, so fast?
I think we had oversold when prices fell below $50 to begin with. We were oversupplied last year, but only to the point about 1% when taken in the context of global oil demand. So the overreaction was a result of OPEC and particularly Saudi Arabia not cutting output and the market reacting to that because it didn't have a pivot. We should have stabilized at around the 60s and not gone into the 40s, which was definitely last seen during the recession.
I mean, clearly demand has been coming back, but we all know that at some level, high prices will crimp demand and we could see this whole thing switch around again.
That is the worry with any premature sell-off or a rally. And at the moment, what's happening is that because the price increase has been so quick, demand growth could slow down. But more importantly, I think it's the supply side where $70 might re-incentivize U.S. producers to come back and start increasing rigs again.
Amrita Sen from Energy Aspects in London, thank you so much for your insights.
Thank you.
Hollywood is buzzing about a reported battle between Walt Disney Studios and theater owners over the new Avengers movie. It's only been out for a couple of weeks and has already pulled in more than $400 million. And theater owners say Disney's been trying to boost its cut by taking a bigger share of the box office and restricting matinee showings. Gigi DeBan reports.
You might think movie theaters are in the movie business, but you'd be wrong.
Basically, movie theaters are in the candy-selling business.
Barry Blaustein teaches screenwriting at Chapman University. What he means is that theaters make money by getting people in the door so they can buy those $5 boxes of Raisinettes. Sam Craig teaches marketing at NYU's Stern School of Business. He says,
studios need theaters. Theaters need films to make money.
Craig says historically, theaters and studios typically split box office receipts 50-50. But Disney reportedly wants 60% of the box office for the Avengers sequel, and that could add up.
Over its run, it's likely to gross, you know, over $500 million domestically, so now we're talking $50 million.
Craig says if Disney keeps churning out big hits, the studio could have even more power over theaters. And other studios might follow Disney's lead. I'm Gigi DeBan for Marketplace.
The green movement looks to be headed underground to the graveyard. More and more cemeteries are offering burial options that use fewer materials and less energy and even native plants and trees. These simplified burials can also be cheaper. But as Lewis Wallace reports from WYSO in Yellow Springs, Ohio, there's often a catch.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. A priest is wrapping up the dedication of this green burial area at Calvary Cemetery in Dayton. Marge DeVito is here with her husband, Bill. He has a terminal illness, and they love the idea of burying him in a nature preserve.
This is exactly what Bill wanted.
Marge says they purchased two plots as soon as they saw this and rushed home pretty excited to tell their kids, which was a little awkward. The kids were like,
You're talking about like, place where you're going to be buried. Like, I'm like, I know, but it's just perfect.
Right now, it actually looks like some bulldozed dirt, but cemetery sales rep Judy Pavey says just picture it.
It's going to have the wildflowers and native Ohio grasses, and I just envision butterflies and birds visiting.
No expensive vaults or underground liners will be required here, and no formaldehyde embalming allowed. For people who want headstones,
there will be boulders.
But just like the conventional side of the cemetery, a green plot comes at a price. Different prices, actually. A meadow spot is the cheapest, but it gets no marker, and you can't visit the exact grave site. For a spot by the path or the lake, you pay more. If you want a boulder, that's another charge.
What we call green burial is what our ancestors about 130 years ago called burial.
Josh Slocum is the head of the Funeral Consumers Alliance, a national watchdog group. He's concerned that green funerals will become an overpriced industry of their own. Natural embalming fluid, expensive biodegradable coffins, a boutique thing showing a commitment to the environment.
Whereas really, it's charging just as much money for fewer services and fewer products.
His advice to would-be funeral consumers? Do what feels right and ask to see a price list. I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.
And finally, there's news today. The EU wants a single digital market. European lawmakers say it will give equal online access to everyone within the 28-nation bloc and also foster the region's own technology industry. The problem is critics are crying foul and say it smacks of old-fashioned protectionism. In New York, I'm Matt Nesto with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.